following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
If you have gout and think a few attacks a year are all you have to worry about, think again. Fact is, gout can attack silently, even between flares. You may not feel it, but gout's root cause, high uric acid, can allow crystals to continuously form and build up in your joints. Over time, this may lead to attacks in other joints, constant pain, and joint destruction. So don't wait. Get more information at goutinfo.com and talk with your doctor about ways to keep your uric acid at a lower, healthy level.
Hi, Tom Baudet, doing my very first tweet, or twerp, or whatever it's called. Okay, here goes. M6 has clean, comfy rooms, numeral 4, lowest $$ of N-E, nutinol chain, ampersand, I heart it, cuz, and I'm out of characters. Oh, see why this is so popular. I'm Tom Baudet from Motel 6, and we'll leave the light on for you. Book online at motel6.com.
11 o'clock, time to get up.
Unbelievable!
It is 11 o'clock, and that means it's time for the Doug and Danny Show with sports director Doug Duda.
There's a ray of sunshine in a gloomy, cloudy day.
What?
What's your name?
7:30, nails, 8, nails, it doesn't matter. And Big Daddy, Tony Davis.
If a monkey flies out of my butt in any minute, too.
Oh, that's right, it's a freaking Super Bowl! Oh, I can't believe it ended like that!
Doug and Daddy bring you some of the best interviews in Central Nebraska. Here is one of the happy interviewees.
I am very honored to be on with two such esteemed journalists. This is a treat for me. I do appreciate the chance to talk to a lot of my good friends in the Tri-Cities area, notwithstanding the two of you who are jerks.
Let's head to the Midway Auto Group broadcast booth for the Doug and Daddy Show.
Thank God it's Friday. You know what, big fella? We only got two left. Two Fridays left.
Hey, are you ready for the high school sports season?
No! I will be when it gets here. Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Our prep preview continues today with Bill Carlin from Adams Central. Big Ten preview with the director of officials for the entire conference. Bob Kroll is going to join us on the show today. And in just a couple of moments, Mike Koski is going to join us here from Indianapolis. I sat there in utter amazement watching that ball game yesterday. I'm telling you, Daddy, we went over and saw our buddies at T&L Irrigation in Hastings earlier in the week. T&L needs to get out to Indianapolis and help them grow some grass on that infield.
Yeah, that infield did not look good for the prestige of this event. And I know it's looked better in the past. Obviously, some heat issues and some problems going on
there.
Well,
I'm going to use this as a perfect opportunity. I mean, there's not that many fields here in Kearney, and people bitch about that from time to time. They look way better than that did, and they just do it on a daily basis here to try and keep the locals happy. So, you know, thumbs up to the parks departments around here for doing what they do in Kearney and Hastings and GI to keep their fields up and their golf courses going and all things like that. I know it's different groups of people, but, yeah, crazy.
Hey, they hung around and then found a way, a little triple down the right field line.
Tyler Mestel, my boy, TM, T-Mest. His sister's not going to like that very much. She's used to getting all the, you know, hype in that house.
Yeah, glory hound that she is. Little glory hound.
888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. The Nebraska Senior Games are going on in town this weekend. Last big couple of weekends of golf tournaments. The fishing kind of winding down, but I know you're going to hope to try and snag something to mouth this weekend. A lot of things going on. Beautiful weather. You better enjoy it because there's not much left, especially if you're into that college and high school sporting scene or your husband's an NFL fan and you won't see him for the next 5 months.
Well, if you're just chasing kids and then you've got kids in junior varsity, you got kids in volleyball, it starts to become a Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday deal. And then the weekend of Nebraska football, Loper football, Bronco football,
awesome.
It's on. It's
awesome,
on.
Awesome, awesome. Well, Daddy, that's not all that's going on. A special guest in the show today, another one of your stalkers.
Yes.
You know, she drives
lovely
by your house a lot, knocks on the door, and then runs.
That's
yes.
Right.
No, that's the little girls down the street. That's Jessica
give us some,
Day.
Give us some candy, Daddy.
Yeah, Coach Damon Day's wife, Jessica, stops by to visit with us. She's got an event going on that, you know what, it's a great event for the city of Kearney and for the, I guess, the surrounding community.
Or Kearney tackles cancer.
Yeah, Kearney tackles cancer, and it's a kickoff barbecue tonight. And it's an event that got started a couple years ago with a couple of girls at the high school.
It did, all trying to beat North Platte. North Platte had an evening for their football game, and Mary Kay Redmond and Dana Welsh said, well, we can outdo them. And so they gathered up four girls and started that year, raised about $15,017 along with Kearney Catholic. And then it sort of got bigger from there, and we raised over $28,000 last year and over $40,000 the last 2 years. So it's just been a wonderful event for the city of Kearney, and we're looking forward to kicking it off again this evening at our barbecue.
That's, of course, Kearney beating North Platte.
Nothing new.
Yes, exactly.
Give us the particulars, where, when, so that the folks that don't, oh my gosh, that's tonight, remind them.
It's at the Harmon Park Activity Center from 5:30 to 7:30, and you can buy tickets at the door. We will also be selling the T-shirts, which is also another part of the fundraiser, is the Kearney Tackles Cancer T-shirts. This year, we have a little special memoriam to Mary Kay on there, as well as her favorite quote of Jimmy Valvano on the back of it. So you can purchase those there. If we don't have your size or we just run out, you can certainly pick up the order form and you can purchase one then. But we have a silent auction. We've got live auction items. When you buy your ticket, which is $10, you get five raffle tickets along with that to win Husker football tickets, Husker volleyball tickets, an iPad, and a Sony Xperia phone. So we've got some just really wonderful prizes that people in town have been so wonderful to donate to us.
Any Loper baseball items?
No, there isn't. I should get on my husband for that one.
Yeah, I think he should be able to find something somewhere.
You would think. I know. Sure. Yes, I know.
Hey, you know, you said Mary Kay. Mm-hmm. That was not just a makeup reference. A special friend close to the Kearney community.
Very special friend to the community, to me personally, to the students at Kearney High School, to many, many people. And, you know, she struggled with cancer, and like we say, she beat cancer every single day. I mean, she fought it, and she got up every single day, came to school, taught kids, raised her family, was a wonderful wife. We miss her dearly, and so we're doing this to carry on her spirit, to carry on what she really, I mean, this was a huge thing to her, this tackle cancer, so we're just moving on for her.
Jessica Day with us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. You mentioned the kids that got involved. Mm-hmm. How many of them are still involved from an educational standpoint? I mean, and just unfortunately, they're getting more educated because it's hit too close to home. Mike Fleshman, of course, another great guy that we lost to cancer. We've said about three or four people just on that we've, you know, it sucks. I mean, there's nothing more to it. But what about the kids and what they are learning and becoming, I guess, adults before they need to be?
They are becoming adults. They are a great crew of kids. They are mature beyond their years. They are responsible. They really are what drive this. You know, we are the sponsors, but they are the ones that I have not gone out and I have not gotten one item. I mean, they are doing this. They are going out into the community. They are taking that leadership role. And I'm just so proud of them. I'm proud that they're Bearcats. I'm proud that they're Stars because, you know, it's also Kearney Catholic. It's a united front, and I'm so, so proud of all of our kids.
It goes on 5:30 to 7:30 tonight at the Activity Center. Folks, if you've never saw the new Activity Center, it's been around for a couple of years or a year and a half maybe. It is a wonderful facility. Get out and support a great event for the community. They'll be selling T-shirts now for a couple, three weeks.
Yep, the actual event as far as the football games are in September 23rd, and I don't remember off the top of my head. I think Kearney Catholics is the week after that. But yeah, we'll be selling through September our T-shirts where you can order those as well.
Triple medium.
Yes, you have triple medium.
Well, we got it. We're good.
They sew four together for me. That's what the way it works.
You can put me down for extra large.
Sounds
triple
good.
Medium for Daddy.
All right.
It's tonight. They've got, again, silent auction, a variety of items. What else goes on during this two-hour time period? So for the folks that have never taken part before.
Right. We have music by Lanny Fuller, who will be out there. We've got face painting, just some activities for kids. Bingo will be there as well. And then, of course, the live auction, which will take part a little bit into the evening.
Outstanding. Jessica, anything else you need to let the folks know?
No, just come on out and support this great cause for people in the town.
It's a beautiful night. It's a beautiful, it's a great cause. It's a beautiful night. It's going to be a beautiful night. It's at Harmon Park, beautiful facility. Bring the kids out and kick the weekend off with a good cause tonight. Harmon Park, 5:30 to 7:30.
Thanks,
Jessica,
guys.
Thanks.
Thank you very much.
Hey, we're going to take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show. When we come back, out to Indianapolis, Mike Koski and those little buggers are doing great. We're going to talk to them next.
Only Subway has a deal this flat-out delicious. The new $3 flatbread breakfast combo. A 6-inch flatbread breakfast sandwich and a cup of Seattle's Best Coffee. All for just $3. Try the crisp-alicious bacon, egg, and cheese and put your spin on it with everything from juicy tomatoes to spicy jalapenos. The new Subway $3 flatbread breakfast combo.
Build your better breakfast at Subway.
Limited time only at participating restaurants. May not be combined with coupon offers or discount cards plus tax where applicable.
Not all brake pads are created equal. Upgrade all four wheels to select Napa premium brake pads at Midas and save $50 by mail-in rebate. They're formulated with premium friction materials for a longer life and quiet, clean braking. Now with a mail-in rebate for up to $50. That's the Midas touch.
Napa mail-in rebate for $25 off per axle, valid for purchases between 9/20 and 10/22. See manager for rebate form. Most vehicles at participating Midas.
Swimming around underwater, one thing fish find irresistible is live bait. Problem is, their appetite gets them into trouble. On the other hand, fishermen have no trouble buying any kind of bait at the boathouse, many of which aren't stocked by anyone else, including chicken parts and guts, shad, gizzards, crawdads, shrimp, leeches, minnows, and of course, worms. See the boathouse, a mile north of Grand Island on 281, for repair and used boat sales, too. Log on to theboathousegi.com.
Hello?
Jim, we need to talk.
Now? It's been a rough day.
Oh, you've had a rough day. Since you left this morning, I have been going in circles trying to raise your crops. You know, it's no picnic being an electric pivot. All this constant starting and stopping. I have needs, Jim. Contacts, fuses, micro switches, and U-joints. All things that require your attention.
Believe me, I know. I'm doing all that I can. I'm only one man, and I'm a farmer, not an electrician.
Well, just remember, you chose me. Maybe you should have chosen one of those need-free, hydrostatically powered center pivots from T&L Irrigation instead, and we wouldn't even be having this conversation.
Okay, so we can't solve your relationship problems, but we do know a lot about making your irrigation life simpler. Contact your T&L dealer or visit T&L's website today.
We'll see more clouds and some partial sun at times today with a chance for scattered showers and storms in the area as well, with highs around 84. Wednesday, variable at 5 to 10. We still could see an isolated shower storm into tonight with a low at 61. I'm Paul Trombley. Right now, 66.
Falling asleep at the wheel again, baby. You're drifting over the line, yeah. Your hands are tied, but you're losing grip. Quickly fix me, can you read the signs? Thumbing your way to Vegas, dirty, and dreaming of the other side.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation on this Friday. And one of the coolest things to say on this Friday is that the Kearney Little Leaguers are still playing baseball in Indianapolis. And we're going to have to find out how these parents and fans are handling it out there. But we are more than pleased to welcome back to the show for the second day in a row the manager of the Kearney Little Leaguers out there, and Mike Koski. And Mike, hey, right off the bat, congratulations to you and the kids. Outstanding job yesterday. Everybody was watching. The venue I was at, it was like there was a Husker game going on, the noise that was emanating, and it was all over town. So congratulations.
Thank you very much. It's definitely a joy, and we can feel the support, you know, when we're out there on the field. It's great to be there.
Is a campus, does everybody, when these teams lose, they just leave, and now there's only two of you left. Is it quiet, or what's the mood like?
Oh, it is pretty somber for 12 or 13 boys that just played their last game at this facility after being treated like royalty, but they just, you know, the other teams pick them up, you know, say, hey, good game, you know. Keep remembering that there's not very many boys across America that are age 12 still playing baseball right now, and you're one of the few that made it here. So heads up, guys. You know, good game, you know.
Mike, we were talking, especially during the Legion baseball postseason, whether it was the districts or the state tournaments, you'd look and see why teams were getting beat. A lot of errors, a lot of walks, a lot of hit batsmen. I thought your team played very well defensively yesterday, especially in key situations. It seemed like in the past, if a team got guys on base or the bases were loaded or you fell behind in the count, they always found a way to get those runs home, and that wasn't the case yesterday. Very good defense by your ball club.
Yep, that's exactly right. And we talk about that. That's the way we do our pregame infield. You know, a lot of situations that we'll see in games, and just keep a couple balls moving at all times during the infield, so they have to think and quick and make the play with reactions rather than thinking about making an error. And so far, all the games we've played, our defense has been the backbone of whatever we've done. So we did get a couple key hits yesterday and put them together to get one big inning, I think. We scored four runs there, so hopefully that'll snowball, and you know, maybe we can get another big inning like that against South Dakota tomorrow.
Mike, can you explain the pitch count deal a little bit? I know they flashed it up yesterday on the TV for folks that were watching, but who keeps track? I mean, is somebody in your dugout constantly have a clicker that's keeping track of that, or is somebody behind the bench alerting you, or how does that work?
What we do... And I can't speak for the other teams, but Coach Holtmeyer keeps a handheld clicker. And when we're on Stokely Field, they've got the clicker or the counter there on the board. And that really helps. It saves a lot of time so managers don't have to call time to go check with the official score. Like at the other field, Ferguson, who didn't have it on the scoreboard. And it just makes the game run a lot smoother. So. Plus, everyone in the whole stadium sees what he's pitching, you know, pitch by pitch. And they also announce it at the end of every half inning, too. So, yeah, just out of habit, we keep it also in our dugout, you know, that we had to do all year through districts and state, too. So,
Mike Koski joins us. He's the manager of the Kearney Little Leaguers. Mike, you hit the ball as well as you did yesterday. You hit the ball as well as you have in any of the games out there so far. You spoke about confidence yesterday. It seems to be growing. It seemed to even be able to tell that it was growing while we were watching the game yesterday. Could you tell that?
Yeah. We were just telling the kids, you know, let's get in a situation where we could just put the bat on the ball. And we had a really good situation where he had some extra runners on base, and they drew their infield in to try to cut the run, and Tyler was up there. I was saying to myself, they got you drawn in, Tyler. Just punch one right by him, right by him. Actually hit it right past him and over him and down the right field line. I think Tyler even thought it was foul at first, and once he saw it was fair, he just turned on the wheels and cleared the bases and made it all the way to third, and that's that big clutch hit that we were looking for, just like against Kansas when Tyler hit one over the flagpole in center field at Ferguson Field. So Tyler stepped up again really big with runners on base and drove in runs like a number four hitter should.
How big was that play that Cam made at shortstop when he elected to throw the kid out at the plate? That seemed to really, I mean, if everybody was nervous, that play early in the game really seemed to set the mood for the rest of the day.
Yep, Cam has really quick hands. You know, I've known Cam since he was a little kid, and you know, he's a good point guard and can handle basketball real well. He just fielded the ball, got it to Tyler. Tyler did a great job. Sometimes you see a lot of kids at 12 years old try and make the tag before they catch the ball, but not Tyler in that situation. Caught the ball, secured it, applied the tag, and once he made the tag, got the ball up so the guy wouldn't kick it out of his glove, sliding it in and having a collision and the ball pop out. So great play by Cam and Tyler both to basically take the wind out of their sails and cut a run.
Mike, in any tournament, it doesn't matter if you're pitching the College World Series, you want to have your number one, your ace, going to the mound. With the pitch count, does that allow you to do that with where you're at right now?
I would say in a situation where we need our ace, our go-to guy, we needed it out of Cam against Missouri, you know. If we don't beat Missouri, we're back home right now, so we needed Cam to basically shut down Missouri, and he did his part. Cam is a great pitcher. I'd like to have him throwing too, but with pitch count, he cannot. But I tell you what, Tyler is a close number two, and on any given day, he can be on and definitely be our number one also. So we are going to go with Tyler Mestel tomorrow. If you followed the first game against South Dakota, he kept in, out, up, down, and changed speed on him. South Dakota is an extremely good hitting ball club, and Tyler held them to 3 runs, and we only had 2, but a couple close plays could have gone either way, 1 run either way. So Tyler definitely gives us a chance, too, if like he did in the first game against South Dakota.
I was going to say, Mike, you have played them before. It was 3-2. That's got to give little guys, big guys, collegiates, whoever the athletes are, they've got to have confidence because they know, hey, they didn't crush us. We didn't crush them. It should be another good baseball game. I guess, finally, what happens between now and tomorrow night for you and the kids? I know there's more TV stuff. I'm sure they got things for you to do, a practice. What all takes place over the next 24 hours?
Well, the whole morning was taken up with, we had breakfast, and then we were the first team since we were the first one to qualify in the first semifinal, so ESPN had us do our stuff this morning, you know, the things that you see on TV. Hi, I am Brian Koski, and my favorite baseball player is Dustin Pedroia, and they do that with everyone, and they did a couple things with the boys. I think they had Cam doing some juggling and Tyler a little bat trick, and we got to talk with the crew and Kyle Peterson for about 45 minutes to kind of be like an icebreaker for the boys, and they get to know the announcers get to know the boys a lot better, and that was really fun and a great experience. And the kids are having lunch right now, one of their favorites, chicken strips. They've got great food here for the kids, and once that's done, we're take a lot of our dirty clothes out of the dorm and give them to the parents. And then the afternoon, it's an off day here, and I'm going to treat it as an off day. And we're going to go do some things, you know, out in the town and kind of have a little pizza party tonight for supper back at one of the hotels. And tomorrow, we got to wait till 7 o'clock. So we'll definitely have time to, you know, do some swinging in the cages here. So we got a lot of hours tomorrow, so we're definitely going to treat today like an off day, which there's no baseball in the field today, so you know, people can practice if they want to. But I know South Dakota, they're going to go to the Indianapolis Motor Speedway today and this afternoon, so they're kind of treating it a little bit of an off day, too, and we've already been to the Speedway. So basically a lot of teams just having some fun today on an off day.
Awesome, awesome. I think two great moments in Little League history yesterday. You know, when you guys advanced the final and then to watch the Texas 12-year-olds lose like they did. That was spectacular.
Wow.
Absolutely spectacular. Louisiana, fine job, by the way. I want to give a shout-out to them. But to watch Texas lose. 12-year-olds, that's the only 12-year-old really? Kids I was hoping would lose.
Really? Really? You got to put that on. I'm sorry, Mike. I can't believe Big Daddy even talks that way to you. You guys handled yourselves well yesterday. Do the same thing tomorrow night. And Mike, whatever happens, we can't wait to see you. But we again, hey, make it a couple of weeks till we see you guys. Have fun, and the whole area wishes you guys the best of luck, and make some noise tomorrow night.
Thank you very much. We're going to give it our best shot for Central Nebraska. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Mike. Mike Koski, he is the manager of the Kearney Little Leaguers. I don't care who you are. I want somebody to root for, and I want you to do well, and I want you to win. And I'm just, as I watched it yesterday at the chicken coop with a bunch of folks that were in and out trying to pay attention to what was going on, it was different. I'll tell you that. It was different watching that. I guess, I couldn't believe that there was Kearney 12-year-olds playing on ESPN, not ESPNU, not Versus. There they were, prime time, and winning. And it was outstanding. So, hey, and how are we ever going to get to talk to these kids, Daddy? We're bunk compared to the guys they're talking to now. They're stars.
Oh, Kyle Peterson. Yeah, we can't find him.
Real deal.
They're talking to him for 45 minutes. Great. It's awesome.
I think we'll celebrate and grill out tomorrow night, Daddy, before the ball game, and enjoy it in the comfort of our own little homes.
Hey, and you know what? After that win yesterday, the boys in Indianapolis were hopping around. We think you should hop on down to Troutman's. They've got frog legs. They've got frog legs.
Ribbit.
You kidding me?
Ribbit.
Kerry has come up with some frog legs, folks. You want to end the summer with them. Awesome, awesome. Plus, fresh out of the smokehouse, apple brats, Italian sausage, chili cheese brats, bratwurst, hot brats, state fair brats. That's where they put the onion, the green pepper, right in the bratwurst. Perfect for you right out of the smokehouse. Plus, custom cut your meat to your specifications. You want a 2-inch thick ribeye? You've got a 2-inch thick ribeye. So Kerry does it for you. All the fresh meat selections, custom cut to your specification. Troutman's quality meat. T-Bone's waiting for you out front. There's fresh frozen seafood available at Troutman's. A large selection of smoked sausage right out of the smokehouse.
Just stop. Just stop. The drool's already running down your chin. Everybody can tell it. Everybody
Love
can
it.
Hear it. I can't let you talk about food anymore. Can't do it. Coming up on the Doug and Daddy Show, Bill Carlin, head football coach at Adams Central, as our prep preview continues. And later on in the show, Bob Carollo, the director of officials for the Big Ten, will chat with us as our Big Ten preview rolls on. We've got a lot more sports to talk about as well. Daddy, did you watch any of the preseason games last night?
Yeah,
and you know what? I'm going to be honest. I didn't see how Texas lost last night. I didn't see it. Our TV's down here in the studio, so I didn't see the highlights this morning. I'm sorry, what happened?
It's 7-7. There's a high pop fly hit down the right field line. It's fair by about 2 foot. The ball drops in. The kid's racing around. It's 6-6 or 7-7. The kid's racing around. The right fielder picks up the ball, throws it to the third baseman, goes under his glove to the wall. The kid scores, and it's 8-7. Louisiana advances to the Little League World Series over Texas.
So you love to see 12-year-olds suffer and cry, and somebody will have an error. And
actually, I thought it was wonderful watching the misery on those little kids' faces. I thought it was wonderful, and I watched Louisiana celebrate when the kid comes around home plate. The coach is there to grab him, and the coach is excited. Literally hooks a kid under the arms. His feet come out from under him, and luckily held on. And he swings him around, and then there's a huge dog pile. It was fun to watch the kids go crazy from Louisiana.
Did you follow this? One of our faithful listeners brought me this yesterday. Our friends in Omaha, Schick and Nick, Matt Schick, they're on Fox now, so they don't have Mike and Mike in the Morning. They're a Fox affiliate. They have a show called Zach and Jack.
Yes.
Is that what it is? I've never heard it. I've never listened to it.
Jack Trudeau, former quarterback, NFL quarterback.
Oh, really? Yeah. Star, wasn't he? They had, or attempted to have, Kevin Wilson, the head football coach from Indiana, on their nationally syndicated program. And it went horribly wrong. Kevin Wilson, we saw obviously at Big Ten Media Days, and we didn't get a chance to chat with him, and he didn't chat with many people. It looks like he's going to be the non-media guy, which you kind of have a hard time understanding if you're going to Indiana, but he's been at programs where they're used to winning. And they were kind of making fun of Indiana. I mean, they were kind of bringing up the point of, well,
no,
you guys haven't been good in a while. You're not a football school. He's sitting on hold this whole time. Then they bring him on, and he goes, what do you guys need? I'm pretty busy here, and what's going on? And it got ugly. And they eventually just said, hey, guys, we don't like your attitude, coach. What's going on? And he actually didn't blow up like Bobby Knight or somebody would have. He said, I'm busy, guys. I think I remember when I was at Northwestern hanging 66 on Illinois,
That's where
tried to play a little bit back at him. And then they just kind of were very unprofessional for being professionals.
If you're looking for this and you type it in on a search engine, it's Zach, Z-A-K-K. There's two Ks, and Jack Show. If you put Zach and Jack, comma,
Wilson.
Well, you can put sporting. I think you put Sporting News was an easier way to find it this morning. The Sporting News has got the article, and it's got the back and forth between them, and then it's click here for a link. And it's actually so uncomfortable to listen to that you're just kind of cringing the whole time.
Well, you think the Zach and Jack eventually backed down, and they didn't, and it's weird. We've heard uncomfortable starts to interviews before, many on this show, but we find a way to get those things done. And I don't know, just something that out there in the world of internet, that if you want to check it out, I mean, you've been checking out a lot of other things over the last couple of weeks on the net. Check this one out if you like the pain.
Also going on now, the Texas legislature, according to Chip Brown, is actually meeting to see if they can hold the Big 12 together, apparently. Richard Kroom has, for the Houston Chronicle, has wrote an article basically saying if A&M doesn't leave now, it would be a travesty. He calls the Big 12 commissioner, DeLoss Dodds, just constantly throughout this article, realizing that it's Dan Beebe. Also in this Big 12 news, if you haven't saw Dirk Chatelain's article about the Big 12 and his mocking of Dan Beebe, you know what? It is absolutely a crack up. If you have not saw Dirk Chatelain's article with the Brunch Bunch or something titled that, it is absolutely hilarious in his mocking of Dan Beebe and the Big 12 Conference. And you need to check that out from the Omaha World Herald. It's an absolute hoot to read.
But do it after our show, and we'll take a break and be back with more in the Midway Auto Group broadcast booth as we catch up with Bob Carolla, the director of Big Ten officials, right after this.
And it's 2009 AL MVP Joe Mauer stepping up to the shower. He turns on the water, wets down his hair, and reaches for the Head and Shoulders. Mauer knows Head and Shoulders is for more than just dandruff. It does 7 great things for his scalp and hair. And here comes the squeeze. He's washing. That hair's going to look out of this world!
Joe Mauer.
Yes.
Enough with the sportscaster impressions.
Oh, sorry. I mean,
sorry. Just thinking out loud.
Head and Shoulders. 7 benefits, 1 bottle. Official shampoo of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The Home Depot has lowered prices on products all over the store, and we're not done yet. Every week, you'll find new ways to stretch your home improvement dollar and get more project for your money. Ways to keep your home in better shape and turn the dollars you've got into more than you expected. Change your home improvement plans. Plan to get more done with guaranteed low prices, now even lower. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney. At Farm Bureau Financial Services, our approach to insurance is simple. One policy for your home, cars, motorcycle, all your toys. One premium for simplified billing. One deductible for all covered possessions damaged in a single occurrence. All handled by local Farm Bureau agents Matt Myers and Rich Peters. See how simple insurance can be. Call Matt Myers and Rich Peters in Kearney at 234-4922. That's 308-234-4922 today. Farm Bureau Members' Choice Policy issued by Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company and Western Agricultural Insurance Company. Securities and services offered through Equitrust Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate Farm Bureau Financial Services.
We'll see more clouds and some partial sun at times today with a chance for scattered showers and storms in the area as well, with highs around 84. Wednesday, variable at 5 to 10. We still could see an isolated shower storm into tonight with a low at 61. I'm Paul Trombley. Right now, 72.
Doug and Daddy Show, back with you here in the Midway Auto Group broadcast booth. Don't forget, Midway is the place to go for hassle-free pricing at Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac and Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram. If you're out and about over this weekend, check them out because they're there for you. Go to thinkmidway.com. You can prep your... just go there. How about I not explain it to you? We've explained it to you so many times how great the website is. You check it out because you don't even if you're not looking for the vehicle, you can find deals, get on them with Facebook. They run some contests, help you out, give you better deals. But as far as buying a new vehicle, car, truck, van, whatever it is, check out hassle-free pricing. It's so much easier to buy a vehicle these days than it used to be. It's truly hassle-free. ThinkMidway.com. And so many great things to go along with that at Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac, Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram, and friendly sales staff to assist you that have been doing it for a number of years. They know how it works. They want you in and out with what you want in as little time as possible. It's always a pain. It's not a pain at Midway. For Hastings College, this is no surprise. Unanimous selections for their men's and women's soccer teams to repeat or to win the conference title this year. Of course, the men defending national champion, the women defending national runner-up.
How, you know, I don't know how much excitement, you know, people in Central Nebraska still, the excitement for soccer, but to do what they did is amazing with the men's and women's programs over there. And thumbs up. Everything's going in the right direction. And they kept both of the coaches around talking to the athletic director the other day. You know what? You win a national champion, you go to the finals game and lose, you think people are entertaining, taking your coaches from you. They're both back there. Good news for them.
Yeah, Chris, Ted, best of luck to them and their teams this year. And Nebraska volleyball got going yesterday. They named their captains, and it's not Brooke Delano and it's not Hannah Worth, the two that you would think is the face of the program. It's a couple of walk-ons that have contributed in different ways. Bridget Root, congratulations, Bill, and to your family. Bridget, their daughter, a walk-on who has not seen a lot of playing time because of the All-American volleyball setters that they have on this team. But Bridget Root is there, and she is a captain as well as Scotts Bluff's Jordan Wilberger. And they will have their red-white scrimmage on Saturday, August 20th, 7 o'clock in Lincoln, and then they head off to New Mexico for the Lobo Classic to open their season the following week.
Lincoln Journal Star headline, taking root. Love it. See, they took her last name, Merritt, and then they incorporated. Okay, never mind.
Speaking of roots, how about Rory McIlroy smacking his wrist on a root yesterday at the PGA Championship? No change at the top of the leaderboard. DA Points is making a little bit of a run to get in the top five, but it's not very interesting so far today.
And just before we went on, it's not the wrist, it's the forearm, they're saying now. Forearm injury. It looked like everybody was concerned about the wrist and the joint. They're saying forearm now, so that's probably good news if you're a golfer.
Great. He's beaten two-thirds of the field with one arm.
There you go. Any chance Tiger comes back
no,
at all?
No.
Done.
No, I just, let me throw that on. I in one round, wow, in one round, in just a handful of holes, how it can go. You're thinking, all right, maybe, and then all of a sudden it's as bad as it's ever been. I mean, in 2 hours, it just goes from awesome to what all the anti-Tiger fans wanted, him off the charts. Daddy, Doc Sadler and the boys released their non-conference basketball schedule yesterday. I'll give this a thumbs up. There's no Eastern Western Dakota. There's no Northern
Baltimore,
Southern
Shore.
Baltimore County Shore Naval Academy. I mean, you got Alcorn State, Central Michigan, Florida Gulf Coast. Florida Gulf Coast, for the fans that remember, their women's program played for the national title here in Kearney in Division II, and then they all moved to Division I the next year. But you have coming in South Dakota, Rhode Island, Dana Altman in Oregon, coming home for Thanksgiving. The night before Thanksgiving, they'll play at the Devaney Center. South Dakota State, Florida Gulf Coast, Alcorn State, Central Michigan, the road games, back out to Southern California, at Creighton and at TCU. Wake Forest coming in for the Big Ten ACC Challenge. So
that's all we want.
Who knows if the team's going to be any good, but at least that's at least some names in there that you might want to drive more than six blocks to go watch.
Yeah, Mark Bame saying they need to upgrade their schedule. They need to play a schedule that's very competitive. That means BCS schools, but it also means schools with good RPIs.
And you wonder if some of these local guys can do good. He played last week in the Cox Classic, Steve Friesen, 10 under 62 yesterday in the opening round of the Nationwide Tour event to take the lead at Springfield. He was like Blake Trimble. He was playing in a Pro-Am Monday in Omaha, had no idea he was even in this tournament. Packs up, drives 7 hours, and fires a 62.
Well, he wasn't doing anything better. Why not?
Bob Carolla, the director of the Big Ten officials, had a chance to catch up with him while we did all of our work at Big Ten Media Days going on in Chicago. And our Big Ten coverage brought to you in part by Gary Michaels Clothiers. Comfortable, good-looking clothes that last a lot longer than anything else you can get off the rack. Stop by and see him today. Also by our friends at K&K Parts. Hard to find parts aren't hard to find here. Doug and Daddy show from Big Ten Media Days going on in Chicago day two. And Daddy, I know that you were up in arms last year about how things went with the Huskers and the officiating. So Bill Carollo, the director and coordinator of all the Big Ten officials, is somebody that you wanted to talk to.
Well, I think when you walk into a cafe across Nebraska and you say, yeah, we lost three out of our last four games, the first thing some farmer is going to jump into you and go, well, that A&M game, we didn't lose, they took it from us. And you say what you know what you want. And Bill, I know you guys get criticism. Nobody tells you when you do a good job. Obviously, going into the conference, people are excited, though, for the new change, the new venues. And they're excited for new officials, too, by the way.
Yeah, I think that, you know, I think your fans will find that, you know, what everyone is looking for, fans, coaches, and the players, is consistency. you know, between conferences, because you have non-conference in bowl games, and then throughout the season. When we talk consistency in the Big Ten, we're talking first quarter. If you don't call it in the first quarter, I really don't want our guys calling a holding call in the red zone, going in for the go-ahead score, if they didn't call it the first time in the first quarter. So consistent throughout the game. And then the second part of consistency for us in our program is consistency in September, non-conference, 40 to nothing, Nebraska just beat somebody, you know, and December, when you're in a, or late November and or the championship game, consistency from September to the end of the season. Or do you just say, well, this is a bowl game, we don't call it, we're going to call anything. So the coaches learn and they're trained, and out of habit they know what these guys call and don't call. And don't kid yourself, the coaches know the officiating crews. And it may be new for coaches' staff to understand all the Big Ten guys, but they have a book, they have a scouting book on the officials. They know the officials. So we've been sending our officials down there in spring for spring football. We'll send them down there again in August. So when we start the season, we don't have a lot of people exchanging business cards and shaking hands the first time we're meeting them. So the fans are looking for consistency. We make mistakes. We make about 4.8 to 5 mistakes a game in the Big Ten. Compared to the NFL, about 3.2 to 3.5 mistakes a game. So every game there's going to be mistakes. Sometimes it could be 7, it could be 2. But we average almost 5 mistakes a game. And some of those mistakes the fans don't even see. It's a touchdown. Everyone agrees, but the official was at the 5-yard line. He should have beat the receiver to the goal line before he dove in at the goal line. So mechanic mistake, out of position. So when I talk about these 4 or 5 mistakes, you know, granted, most fans will say that wasn't pass interference or that was a lousy holding call. And you're right, Daddy, we don't get a lot of compliments when we get it right. We're kind of under the radar, and that's exactly how we like it in the Big Ten. We are not the show. We're not the game. Our officials, you know, will make mistakes, but they know that they are not the stars. The fans don't come out in Lincoln, Nebraska to watch the officials. You know, we have a job to do, and we do it, and hopefully we get it right.
What are you already learning about Nebraska? Because it goes both ways. Obviously, fiery coach and some controversial calls last year. What are you and some of your officials already saying about the Big Red?
Well, I think it's a quality class program. I don't expect a lot of problems, although we did review what's new from the Big Ten. What are our policies on player conduct? How strict are we versus giving my personal opinion versus the Big 12? We're not a whole lot different than the Big 12. Walt Anderson and that staff, and you know, they're former NFL people or they're current NFL people and they're friends of mine. And our whole goal is to get consistency across the country. The people at Nebraska, you know, it's the same rule book and it's pretty much the same interpretation. Yeah, you had some rough goals at the end of the season last year as far as win losses. I did look at a lot of the games, almost all the games that Nebraska was involved in, and I had a real healthy discussion with your coaching staff when I went down there for the first time. And we looked at some plays, but you know, some of it's judgment. We can argue about is that a hold or not a hold. But as far as philosophy is concerned, one thing that we're pretty strict on is player conduct, coaches' conduct, high hits. That probably isn't a whole lot different than the Big 12, and that's really our goal, interpreting the rules the same way across the board.
In your mind, obviously, you looked at Ben Cotton and what went on under the pile. Is that a suspendable offense in Big 10's mind? Certainly wasn't in Big 12's mind.
I know, and I'd rather refrain from commenting on a play from last year that has always, it's been weighed out there in the public, and everyone has their opinion, so I won't change their opinion on it. Although when you get into anything to do with conduct or player health and safety, high hits. And we've talked to the coaches, lower the target zone. These guys are trying to make plays. Don't get me wrong. They are not out headhunters trying to hurt somebody. But they see it on Sunday. They want to make a big play and make a big splash, and they want to separate the ball from the player. That's really their goal. They aren't really trying to hurt. But we have to try to protect the players, and obviously throwing a flag late, you know, or some personal conduct in the middle of a pile or whatever, you know, or kickoff and it's a hit. It's, you know, it's in the eyes of the beholder and so on. But I think if we're going to, our default is player safety. So if there's some doubt when it comes to that, we'll try to protect the player. We'll try to get to the coach. And, coach, you need to tell this player to settle down.
coordinator of the Big Ten officials. Bill Corolla is joining us here for another minute on the Doug and Daddy Show. Is there anything that Nebraska fans will see different about Big Ten officiating than Big 12 officiating from what you've seen?
Well, I hope it's consistent, because the last few years we've been trying to do the same mechanics, stay really fit on the field, work on the microphone, communicate well with the coaches on the field, which the fans don't see. And then, of course, the referees, you know, very professional, trained by, you know, we have Jerry Markbright from the NFL training all of our referees. And I spent 20 years, you know, working referee. And so I know that position. But we've hired some really good people to help us train. So hopefully they don't see a whole lot of difference. Football is football. I don't care if it's D3 or D1 or 100,000 people in the stands. It should be the same for these kids, you know, and we should try to give them a very consistent game as far as the calls. Will it vary a little bit? Maybe, but my goal is that we're invisible to the fans, and something will come up in the first week. Someone's going to dive in the end zone. I think your spring game, you had a kid diving in the end zone, you know, and it catches the officials' attention. So probably no different than what we had before.
People work every week from start to finish, or do you give them a week off? What's the policy there?
Yeah, I mean, if there's 12, 13 weeks, they're going to get 10, 11, maybe 12 games. They're going to have an off weekend. I always want an A crew off, so if someone goes down, injury or health or conflict or business or family, I can pull a head linesman or a head referee off a off crew. And then if they really are off, I may assign them to a MAC game or Missouri Valley game. So my idea is the more they can work, the better they get, you know, versus just sitting around and not working. If they are off, I'll bring them into our command center. They'll watch all the games with us. We'll put them to work in the command center, looking at replays, looking at fouls, and they aren't evaluating, but they're observing and they're doing some work for our staff. So it's actually a pretty good training tool for us.
Bill, thanks so much for the time on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Okay, Daddy, good to see you guys. Doug, my pleasure.
Bill Corolla from Big Ten Media Days, and apologize for calling him Bob all week. Bill Corolla, that was my bad. I just wrote it down wrong. Went back and got his card. Yep. William Corolla, the best. So we appreciate him giving us some time here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Brought to you in part by Misco Sports. It's fall sports season. Get ready. And if you're not ready, you should be, because it's here. Football, volleyball, softball, whatever you need. Running shoes, if you're just looking to get some gear to follow your team along, the Huskers, Kearney High, Kearney Catholic, they've got it all there for you at Misco's. And also to our friends at Bruce Furniture, Kearney, Hastings, Holdridge, and Alliance.
Hi folks, John Shambi here, and I've got big news for allergy sufferers. The number one prescribed antihistamine, Allegra, is now available without a prescription. The same exact allergy medicine, same full prescription strength, right on the shelf. Among OTC brands, only Allegra delivers fast, non-drowsy, 24-hour relief for your toughest allergy symptoms. Allegra starts working at hour one to relieve sneezing, runny, itchy, watery eyes, and itchy nose or throat, all without drowsiness. In fact, Allegra doesn't have any warnings about important everyday activities while taking it, like being careful while driving or operating machinery. Full prescription strength relief without any of that fuzzy, groggy feeling you may get from other medicines. And Allegra works all day long. Choose one a day or two a day tablets. For added relief from congestion and sinus pressure, choose new Allegra D. Big news, full prescription strength now without a prescription over the counter. Get it all with Allegra. Now on the shelf at your local retailer. Use as directed.
Face it, it's hard to watch your second highest investment get the hell beat out of it, and you can't do anything about it. So when all hell breaks loose, call the Dent Popper, Kearney's only local paintless dent repair company since 1991. With paintless dent repair, not only does it cost less, involves no painting, and in most cases, it's done the same day, keeping the value of your car and saving you time. So when all hell breaks loose, call or stop by the Dent Popper for your free estimate, 2014 First Avenue on the Bricks in downtown Kearney.
Major League Baseball on ESPN Radio. We head to St. Louis, where the Cards are in a fight for both the division and the wild card. The Rockies come rolling into town, looking to spoil the Cardinals' postseason hopes.
Way back, there it goes. Home run, Todd Helton. That one is gone. Home run, Albert Pujols.
The Rockies and Cardinals, Sunday Night Baseball at 7 on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
We'll see more clouds and some partial sun at times today, with a chance for scattered showers and storms in the area as well, with highs around 84. Wednesday, variable at 5 to 10. We still could see an isolated shower storm into tonight with a low at 61. I'm Paul Trombley. Right now, 72.
Doug and Danny Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us as we get ready now for our prep preview. Adams Central head football coach Bill Carlin. We had a chance to catch up with him earlier today. His football team going through their workouts. And our prep preview takes us to Adams Central. Here we go. Our high school football prep preview takes us back to Hastings this morning as we take a look at the Adams Central Patriots, Tony, and they've been solid for so long. Bill Carlin has done such a great job there, and the kids, they go on and do some great things at the collegiate level, and a lot of people think maybe Adams Central has a few spots to fill in this year.
Well, you know, the smallest school in Class B, why not put McCook, Creed, Aurora on the schedule? Why not? Bill Carlin joins us. Bill, how are you?
Just fine. Thanks, guys.
Well, thanks for joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Does the first week of practice ever get old? We've talked to some of the coaches this week, and some of them have the same routine. Some of them say it's different depending on the kids they have coming back. What's the first week been like so far?
Well, it's gone pretty well. You know, we have a lot of enthusiasm from our kids, and we had the camp at the end of July and did some conditioning through the summer. So the kids have been in the neighborhood and been in the building in the weight room. So we've gotten to see quite a bit of them. And this week's gone well so far to start off. We're just getting our pads on and getting things going that way. So a lot yet to be decided and a lot of things to work on.
Bill, is this being the smallest school in Class B something? I mean, obviously the kids know. They get on the internet and find it faster than certainly we do. Do you address that at all?
You know, I really don't. You know, I think our kids know that they have a challenge in front of them. You know, the biggest thing that we see is the issue with depth, and a lot of the bigger schools have linemen that can play one way, and our best kids have to play both ways. And I thought we kind of noticed that last year against some of the better quality teams. You know, we were ahead of McCook right to the end the first time we played them, and then got beat at the end, and they started 21 different kids, and we started about 14, you know, and those linemen just start to get wore down, and I think it weighs on you a little bit that way. But that's where we notice it the most. But I think our kids have realized that and taken it as a challenge. And I think they've really actually enjoyed playing the tougher competition that we play in Class B and the challenge that's there, and just to see how we can match up.
Adams Central head football coach Bill Carlin joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio. Bill, is this the least experienced team you've had in quite some time? You have so many new starters. You talk about the depth. You're also going to have to put in a lot of new starters this year.
Yeah, I think one other year I had a situation where I only had about three kids back with some experience, but this is one of the leaner years as far as that goes. But, you know, that's a good sign. That means we're graduating kids here, so that's kind of goes for the high school program. But
kind of what it's
always,
about, isn't it,
always
Bill?
Played a lot of seniors, and so we're going to have a lot of turnover.
Bill, it looked like this summer our friend Bob Jensen looked like Kyle Goldenstein would take over at quarterback. Is that still the case here?
He's probably one of the front runners. Him and Creighton Reed have kind of moved to the front of the pack a little bit, I think. Creighton's a junior, and those two guys both played some on our junior varsity last year, so they both got a little experience that way, but neither one of them have very much experience from Friday nights, and so, you know, they're going to get their eyes open, and I think it might be a situation where we end up playing both of them some this year.
We're chatting with Adams Central football coach Bill Carlin here in our prep preview. There's no doubt you still continue to want to run the football. You do have a couple of kids back in the backfield. Talk about those two and then address your offensive line a little bit because obviously you can only have great running backs if you got guys blocking for them.
Yeah, that's true. We have our starting fullback back with Kyle Goldenstein, and he's really a good, solid kid for us. He runs tough inside, and he's a great blocker for us. And he actually sprained an ankle out at Sydney last year in the opening game, and we didn't have him against Hastings High, and we really missed him. We missed his blocking ability and the things he does for us, and then he also starts at middle linebacker. So when he was down for a few games last week, we noticed it with him. And then back at tailback, we have Jake Fowler will play there this year. Last year he got some carries as a backup. He did not start, but he played some for us there as a sophomore and ran for about 400 or 500 yards. So he's a solid kid. He's got quick feet and really good vision, and he did some return game for us last year and was a weapon for us, and then started at cornerback for us as a sophomore. And it's not too often you see too many sophomores out on the field in Class A and B football. So, you know, he's got some skills to his repertoire, and he's going to be very valuable to us. It's going to be key to keep him healthy. Up front, we have Kevin Holland that started at offensive tackle for us last year back, but he's the only returning lineman we have back there. So we are going to see a lot of new faces up there. We got some seniors to pick from and a couple of juniors that are fighting for some starting time right now, but that's kind of what we're looking at right away.
Bill, what kind of numbers this year do you have out?
Well, we got 65 kids signed up right now, which is down for us a little bit. We actually dropped in our enrollment. We're actually a Class C school this year, but we get to play Class B because of the two-year rotation. But our basketball and volleyball and those sports will all be Class C. So we're down a little in numbers. We had about 10 more than that last year.
Well, you mentioned a kid spraining his ankle in the opener at Sydney. The good news, when you play at Sydney a year ago, you start the season at home this year. Your thoughts about the schedule I mentioned in the open. They didn't do you any favors with Aurora, Crete, and McCook on there, but what do you do?
Well, yeah, you just kind of strap it on and go. And you're right, that trip home from Sydney on those old yellow buses, we don't have any of those over-the-road buses here at AC. And so we took two old yellow buses out there and played the ball game, turned around, got back, and I went to the chiropractor the next day to kind of get my back straightened back out. But those old buses us old guys don't ride on those as well anymore. But we open up with Sydney, and then we have Hastings over at the college here in town, and then we have Aurora followed by Crete, and then Gehring out there. So, you know, that's a five-game stretch there. It's going to be tough. And then we have York and come back with Holdridge, McCook, Lexington. So we have a couple good stretches there where we got some very, very solid programs, not just good teams, but their programs have been good year in and year out for a long time. And I think you could probably take Crete, Aurora, and McCook and look up the last five Class B state champions, and you'd have the majority of them right there with those three teams.
Bill Carlin, the head football coach of the Adams Central Patriots, with us here for another couple minutes on the Doug and Daddy Show. We've talked a lot about your football team. You've even touched a little bit on the return game. Haven't talked too much yet about your defense, and if you're looking to fill in a lot of holes on both sides of the ball, sometimes the defense is a little quicker to catch on. Talk about that side of the football.
Well, I think we got some kids that run really well, and I think that's going to be a key for us. You know, we need to get some big bodies up front to negate some of the big linemen we see in Class B, but I think if we can run to the ball well, I think that'll be important. Jake Fowler gives us a returning starter in the secondary, and Ryan Bruna played some cornerback, and Zane Norton played some for us back there. So they have some starting experience a little bit, and those guys will probably start out in our secondary. Kyle Cuttiford started at one of our linebackers last year, and the other three spots are kind of going to be up for grabs. Probably Jesse Ackerman, a junior, at about 195, he's probably going to play another one. He played quite a bit last year for us in a backup role as a sophomore, and as the season went on, he played more and more. So we think he's got a lot of up in his game. And so the other two spots are still kind of up in the air right now. And then up front, Kevin Holland will play a little bit of defensive end for us. I think Austin Bonner and also Nate Heinrichs are both kids that are right at 210 pounds or so, 215. And they'll probably play some up front for us also. And so we got some kids to choose from, and I really like the way they run to the ball and stuff. I think that'll be a real asset for our defense.
How many people, when you're rattling these kids' names off, how many people right now are you saying, you know what, we got to stay healthy and they got to play both ways for us this year for us to be successful?
Well, there's probably a good handful of them, dozen of them that are, you know, going to have to do that for us. And that's the scary part is we with our numbers being down a little bit, you know, some of our juniors and seniors are starting out, but if somebody gets beat up, we might have to go to some juniors and sophomores, and that's kind of scary in Class B football because you're lining up against another senior, and that age difference at that time makes a huge difference.
Bill, do we have a kicker?
Well, we're kind of working on that again. You know, we had Nick Stein did our punting for us last year. Kyle Goldenstein handled our kickoff chores last year and also did some PATs, but there's a couple kids behind them that have worked on it hard this summer, and Chance Borderstrauss, he did a kicking camp a little bit, and he's looking really good on his PATs, and also Buzz Niederklein has done some kicking for us. They're juniors and sophomores, and so I think between the three of those guys, we'll be able to get our PATs handled and maybe some field goal chores that some of them got some good depth to them. And I think our kickoff game will be pretty good still, okay?
Adams Central will open the season at home against Sydney on August the 26th, and it's always a pleasure to catch up with Patriots head football coach Bill Carlin here on the Doug and Daddy Show on our prep preview. Coach, appreciate the time. We'll chat with you again soon, and good luck the rest of this season.
Okay, thanks a lot, guys.
Thanks, Bill. Bill Carlin, head coach of the Adams Central Patriots, and all of our guests on the Doug and Daddy Show, taken care of by our friends at BK, where right now you can try the new BK Minis, either a burger or chicken, at their two locations in Kearney, 56th Street and 2nd Avenue next to Walmart, 8th Street and 3rd Avenue near Kearney Cinema. Also, check them out on Facebook or in Lexington, Cozad, and North Platte. Anything else, Daddy, before we wrap up another week?
I think our friend Bruce out there, appreciate the text messenger from Facebook. He has posted the Kevin Wilson audio deal on the Facebook page. So I think if you go to Doug and Daddy Show and get on there, you want to hear the Kevin Wilson, prepare to be awkward.
Yeah, it's strange. Steve Stricker tees off here in about an hour in his second round of the PGA. He still has the lead right now. Howard Schnellenberger is going to retire at the end of the season.
Awesome to guy to visit with. We had a lot of fun with him.
Yeah, when Nebraska got a chance to play him. So, hey, Kearney Little League, again, that's the key story this weekend, I think. Enjoy all your NFL football, your college football, everything else. Next Monday, a lot of the kids are back to school. Volleyball practice starts. We're going to keep busy. Mike Mounty, linebacker from Penn State, will be our Big Ten preview. A lot more on the high school side. We're going to start talking Grand Island and other area coaches. We want to thank Bill Carlin for joining us today on the show. Bill Carolla, director officials of the Big Ten, for joining us on the show today. Mike Koski, the manager of the Kearney Little Leaguers. And don't forget, Kearney tackles cancer tonight. Thanks, Jessica Day, for coming in and letting us know more about it.
Hey, before we get out of here, Alex Henry, perfect for the Eagles. Great way to start his NFL career. We'll see you tomorrow. Actually, hell, we won't. Monday, Doug and Daddy Show, 1460, 1550.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game.
Hey.